You fly, Maud had promised him when he'd shoved him into the cell. 20 day, 30, 50 maybe, then you fly. The Irons kept the only dungeon in the realm where the prisoners were welcome to escape at will. That first day, after girding up his courage for hours, Tyrion had lain flat on his stomach and squirmed to the edge, to poke out his head and look down. Sky was 600 feet below, with nothing between but empty air. If he craned his neck out as far as he could go, he could see other cells to his right and left and above him. He was a bee in a stone honeycomb, and someone had torn off his wings. It was cold in the cell. The wind screamed night and day, and worst of all, the floor sloped. Ever so slightly, yet it was enough. He was afraid to close his eyes, afraid that he might roll over in his sleep and wake in sudden terror as he went sliding over the edge. Small wonder the sky cells drove men mad. "God save me," some previous tenant had written on the wall in something that looked suspiciously like blood. "The blue is calling." At first Tyrion wondered who he'd been and what had become of him. Later he decided that he would rather not know. If only he had shut his mouth.